2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less. What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Thanks for being with us on the program today. Hey, market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. We throw some numbers out there for you, Scott, because I know you were wondering. The Dow Jones Industrial off 129, down 129
what?
Today.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Started off strong and then lost some steam there at the end. NASDAQ flat, only up 2 points. S&P 500 down 6 points as well. So there's your market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. In the meantime, what are the odds? Goes like this. You heard the voice say it. It's a bit of a gambling game. Not really, because there's nothing to win. But we'll throw out a scenario. You tell us the 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. And I guess it's 0 to 99. We don't because we do the jersey game.
Wow.
If you have a jersey that associates with the number, then you get bonus points. But there's never been – has there ever been a number 100? Probably in the XFL, right? Wasn't there 100?
Do officials have, like, three numbers?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
They have three numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever remembered a referee number in your life?
Not a single one.
No. I love when you don't hear from refs. This last week in the NFL playoffs?
Non-existent.
Great.
Yeah.
Because the week before, they couldn't get out of their own dang way to ruin your football games. So let's start one off here first. I'll roll one to you, Scott.
Okay.
You said it yesterday when we were talking about the newest, the USFL 2.0, or is it 3.0, starting up after the NFL season gets going here. So spring football is going to be upon us, and I'm going to watch it. But the question you had yesterday was, why can't Salt Lake have one of these smaller league teams? I mean, they had the AAF with the Salt Lake Stallions.
Right.
And you're like, why would they be there?
You know, arena
so
league.
What are the odds at some point that Salt Lake could get a USFL or an XFL franchise?
So just so I'm clear, the USFL is what the – like it used to be like the Donald Trump League, right?
That was the Steve Young League, too.
And the Steve Young and a lot of people.
Jim Kelly.
And the XFL, that's Vince McMahon. That's like He Hate Me and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, kind of on your jersey.
That's the one where they're like
– they kind of have fun.
They like had like a dodgeball start to the game where they put the ball in the middle and they gave everyone knives.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think? Because it really would. This would be a place where it could
work. It's so
work.
Disappointing to me because these just never work. And I want them to work so bad. I need to be less – like, I really care.
Stop being so optimistic about things,
and I really
Scott,
do.
Geez.
I just need to be pessimistic and hopefully it'll actually happen.
See, the rest of us
I
have
just
been,
think it would be fun.
The rest of us have been selling everybody and situations around us short forever so that we don't have expectations.
Here's the thing. I love – we went to the Grizzlies game. I enjoyed going to that.
So much fun.
Right? And it's minor league hockey. I enjoy – the Bees games are just – phenomenal.
Love it.
Love those.
Best
minor leagues,
yes.
Right? And then, I mean, I like to go to RSL matches as well.
You called it a match. I'm proud of you.
On the pitch. Yes. Yeah. What is it? It's not out of bounds. I learned this on Ted Lasso.
Well,
I can't remember. What was
No. It's
throw it in or something like that.
No,
I don't know.
Remember.
There's some term to it anyways.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
It's a touch. It's out of touch. No, you're out of touch. Am I out of touch? It's something about touch.
No, that's Hall & Oates.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna say.
Please give me.
I'm gonna say it's a little low. Okay. I'll say, I'll say Gary Danielson 15%.
Okay. All right.
Bart I was going to say Earl Morrill.
Yeah, yeah. Bart Starr was a 15. Bart Starr.
Bart Starr.
I'm going to go with a, because he played in the USFL, Steve Young, 8% chance.
Oh, that's so obvious.
Okay. Warren Moon, 1%. He played in the USFL, too.
No, he didn't.
I thought he did. Oh, he's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Canadian.
See, Canadian's a total different thing.
Hey, bring a Canadian.
So you think
it's
really,
it
though?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, here, I got
because
one.
Because we're
you.
Jaded here. We have a really tough time. Yes.
I got one.
Give me one.
All right, the Utah Jazz, of course, they're in action tonight against the NBA leading
yes.
Phoenix Suns. Without Donovan and Rudy, what are the odds that the Utah Jazz win tonight against the Suns?
They put on quite a show the other night in Phoenix. When I say quite a show, with none of their starters, with no, you know, the young lineup that they had, seven guys in double figures, they had quite the night of energy. I think that the Jazz's fortune turn around tonight. And I think that they get the W, and that really kind of puts a shot in the arm of the superstars to go, I can't wait to get back to this team. See how what I'm doing here? The old Scott Mitchell positive spin on things.
You're being way
I think
optimistic.
It's happening. I'm going to say a let me see here. I got to think of a high jersey number for the let's give it a 87%. Who was 87? I'm not going to ask you. I can't ask you.
87, Johnny Morton.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Morton, 87%.
Yeah.
You're through to Johnny Morton for quite some time. So there you go. That's an easy one for you to remember. By the way, the number 100 is worn by Chivas striker in the Mexican Soccer League, Adolfo Bautista.
Wow. There Thank you. You. Glad to know that now. Here's my take on this.
You can't. Come on, man.
I don't know that. I mean, it's impressive you did
Adolfo
that.
Adolfo Bautista.
That means nothing to me.
Okay.
Like, it really, it's like, okay, great. I mean, and you speak his name well.
Adolfo Bautista.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the Jazz winning.
It's game day, Scott.
Yeah. I'm going to say Steve Young, USFL, number 8.
Wow.
8%.
I thought you were just going to be positive and say Mark Eaton 53%.
No.
Not on that one, huh?
I'm reserving that for when the Jazz actually come back and play.
Oh, boy. See, when we talk with Locke a little bit later, I'm excited to I need to get a boost of optimism from Locke.
Yeah.
Might not get it, but I'm hoping that it's there. What are the odds that Caleb Williams, whose name has now been floated out to go other places, Wisconsin cropped up. We just heard Antonio Morales, who covers USC, bring this whole thing up. And the fact that he hasn't committed yet, I wonder about it. So what are the odds that Caleb Williams does end up signing with USC?
I'm not worried that he hasn't signed. I mean, it's like
let these kids enjoy the process.
Nah, it's
right?
Like Jackson Dart. Fine, you want to fly me down to Ole Miss, Jackson Dart. You know, you want me to, you know, I'll go to all these different places. I'll listen. I'll massage this. I'll figure this out. You know, probably better than I did when I was in high school, actually. But Caleb Williams going to Wisconsin
to hand the ball off
is the like worst mistake you could. How many quarterback? What is it? Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson may
and
be the only,
time. Yeah.
Only quarterback.
He was NC
ever,
State and
ever from Wisconsin. I mean, I don't know of a quarterback that like that's quarterback like you know
purgatory.
Purgatory. Mm. I hope he doesn't, and I'm going to say, Mark Eaton 53%. Just
you know who
was
a quarterback at Wisconsin? Daryl Bevel, right?
Daryl
Bevel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what happened to
I'm
him.
I'm trying to think of the best ones ever. Best quarterbacks, best Wisconsin quarterbacks, Badgers of all time.
See, I can't think
Russell Wilson, Brooks Bollinger, the
big drop off.
The names fall off. Oh, yeah. Hey, Daryl Bevel, number 3 on the list.
Yeah. And he's
hey,
fine
Scott
football
Tolzien.
Coach. Scott
Tolzien.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, you have. He played for the Packers.
Okay, congratulations.
John Stocco.
Look, you got to say.
Jim Sorge.
Hang on.
Jack Cohn. I can't believe none of these names are ringing a bell.
When you say play, you have to define what play means.
Here's my favorite one, too.
Like he was on the roster in the preseason for a hot minute?
Randy Wright.
Randy Wright.
Not Randy White.
Yeah. I don't, Randy
Wright.
Randy Wright is wrong.
Yep.
I don't know who any of those are.
Let's take a break. Kurt Phillips, man.
That's all Caleb Williams needs to do. Yeah. Just look at that list and say, eh, no thank you. And it's like, I don't even want to be the top of
my
that list.
My favorite part is two of the guys on the list are best quarterback ever, and it has them in baseball uniforms. Yeah. that's probably an indicator.
I mean, Wisconsin is an amazing place.
Yeah, that's not a quarterback school.
But it's not a
quarterback
school.
It's not QBU.
No.
Let's take the break. We'll come back. We've got more to go. Next hour on the program, Scott's agent going to give us the breakdown of what it's like in the NFL now. He's been negotiating contracts across professional sports for 40 years. Tony Agannone joining us next on Unrivaled. Stay right here with us. Before we get out, though, finally, real estate, the way real estate should be with Homie. Full service local agents, you'll save thousands. Homie, a better way to buy or sell. Homie.com. Stay right here with us. It's Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
So I'm the argument that good teams don't lose 6 out of 7, and you're arguing that bad teams don't almost go undefeated in December. And they're both, I think they're both accurate. So I think we are trying to get a gauge on what this Jazz team is.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.